US media is reporting that President Trump has approved the plans to attack Iran, but the president says he hasn't made a final decision on whether to go ahead with striking the country.
I have ideas as to what to do, but I haven't made a final. I like to make the final decision 1 second before it's due, you know, because things change. I mean, especially with war, things change with war. It can go from one extreme to the other.
Indeed, President Trump talking about whether to go ahead with joining Israel in striking Iran. Joining us now, Scott Lucas, Professor of US and International Studies at the UCD Clinton Institute. And Scott Lucas, your view this morning, you're writing that Donald Trump is enjoying the attention and the uncertainty over whether he will or he won't order the US to join Israel's strikes on Iran.
Yeah, Anya, this is always a feature of Trump as a reality TV star. You know, think back to The Apprentice, Your Fired days, and that whole idea of dangling, as he did with his cabinet appointments. Maybe I'll pick this guy, maybe I'll pick this guy. He's carried it into his policies. Maybe I'll raise tariffs by this amount, maybe I'll do it by this amount, maybe I'll let this country off, for example. And he's doing it now with his foreign policy, which is, yeah, you know, maybe we'll hit Iran today, maybe we will do it. Maybe, as he put it in his words yesterday, nobody knows for sure what I'll do. So he likes to maintain that uncertainty, mm-hmm. but that uncertainty actually hides a couple of really, really important and very, very serious points. First of all, the where we are right now is that Trump, according to U.S. officials, so the administration saying, yeah, he's approved the plans to join Israel by attacking Iran, but he's holding off on a final decision until he's sure of the effectiveness of what we call bunker buster bombs. Each of these bombs weighs 30,000 pounds, over 13,000 kilograms, and is designed to penetrate mountains, such as the one where Iran has one of its major nuclear complexes. And the big thing that this is obscuring on you is that Donald Trump is not in control of this situation. Donald Trump effectively got played by the Israelis, because up until a week ago, Donald Trump, you know, the so-called art of the deal, he was all about, I'm going to get a negotiated settlement with Tehran over its nuclear program. Once the Israelis made it clear to the administration, we're going to attack anyway, even if you're talking to Iran, Trump flipped and took the line, okay, I can still get a deal with Iran, but I'll do it after they've been punished by the Israelis and they'll come to the table.
And at the same time as he is seemingly closer and closer to Benjamin Netanyahu's position in this attack, even though last week he didn't want Israel to attack Iran. The president also has quite a divided MAGA base on this issue. And we saw that, didn't we, in Tucker Carlson's interview with Ted Cruz?
Yeah, absolutely. So for those who haven't seen the clip, Tucker Carlson, who was fired from Fox TV because of some of his very far-right viewpoints, has his own show on YouTube. That's how he gets his exposure. And he brings on the Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Carlson berates Cruz for knowing nothing about Iran. He doesn't know its population, doesn't know its religion, because Cruz supports the attacks on Iran. There's that split, which is some diehard MAGA folks, Trumpists, not just Tucker Carlson, but Steve Bannon, for example, and some legislators, who are saying Trump campaigned on keeping the U.S. out of foreign interventions. He campaigned on not getting us into wars. And then hard right Republicans, but more, as it were, the establishment folks who are like, yes, it is appropriate at times to attack. And these are folks who have long wanted to get rid of Iran's regime.
Are there echoes in all of this of the Iraq war and the weapons of mass destruction that weren't there, given that American intelligence and many other international intelligence agencies didn't believe that Iran was imminently about to develop nuclear bomb-making capacity?
It's not just echoes, it's amplification. Now, let's be clear. Iran has, since the U.S. left the 2015 agreement, in which Iran gave up almost all of its highly enriched uranium. Iran has, you know, raised its enrichment to 60% uranium, which could potentially be enriched to 90% to make nuclear weapons. But the International Atomic Energy Association, intelligence agencies around the world, the United Nations, and U.S. intelligence agencies have said that Iran is not currently pursuing that nuclear bomb capability. Trump's director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, said that in March. But when confronted with that this week, Trump said, I don't care what she said. I believe they're only weeks away from a bomb. So it doesn't matter what the reality is here. Donald Trump's construction inside his head is what he hopes basically takes over all of the serious questions of, are you really getting rid of an Iranian nuclear weapons program?
Or indeed proving the argument for it even more, according to some in Iran. Scott Lucas, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Scott Lucas, Professor of US and International Studies at the UCD Clinton Institute. Now, we heard from Tel Aviv earlier in the programme. Communication, obviously, very limited there at the moment. There's an internet blackout. But this woman from Tehran has been talking to the BBC.
My sister went to the bank this morning to get some money. And even though there was cash available in front of the bank employee, they didn't give her any. The ATMs are not working. Even if they want to move or go to another city, they're not being given any money. They won't even get 1 million tomans. There are also no essential goods in the stores. There isn't even bread.
And that was one woman talking to the BBC from Tehran this morning.